Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck, like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
I was just funning with you. Yesterday, Tom, I believe it was Tom that actually pulled the joke on us all yesterday. I've never heard that happen on radio before. So I'm just fades away like that. That's never happened. It's never happened. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's happened. Anyway, I'm in a Dodger mood. I want to start off with a Dodgery thing, if I can. All right,
let's take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball
Carly Simon to take me out to the ball game. And we're going to take you out to the ball game at 6 o'clock tonight when the Dodgers play Arizona at Arizona right here on 1340 KYNS, your new station with Bill Becker. And we're getting underway now. Sort of.
With Bill Becker.
Talk is cheap with Bill Becker.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
And Bill's News and Commentary.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Hello. Most smokehouse barbecues been knocking them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm broadcasting here. And go to Moe's, and either in San Luis Obispo or in Pismo Beach, either one, you're going to be very happy that you went there, and you're going to enjoy the yummy stew. Okay. Okay. All right, Moe's best ribs again in what's the name of the outfit there? New Times, best of New Times. There you are right there. All right, let's do today and find out what happened today in our past. Because we can't change the present if we don't know the past, or something like that. All right, here's our flashback. Our highlight in history on May 23rd, 1937, industrialist and philanthropist John D. Rockefeller, founder of the Standard Oil Company, the Rockefeller Foundation, died in Ormond Beach, Florida at the age of 97. Crotchety old dude. 1533, the marriage of England's King Henry VIII to Catherine of Aragon was declared null and void. Things went downhill from there for her. 1934, bank robbers Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker were shot to death in a police ambush in Beanville Parish, Louisiana. In 1967, Egypt closed the Straits of Tiran to Israeli ships, an action which precipitated, that's the word, Bill, war between Israel and its Arab neighbors the following month. In 1984, Surgeon General C. Everett Koop issued a report saying that there was very solid evidence linking cigarette smoke to lung disease in non-smokers. On this day, 1 year ago, the European Union imposed sanctions on Syrian President Bashar Assad over the continuous crackdown on anti-government protesters, and we can see how effective that's been. Our birthdays, born today, actress Joan Collins is 79, actor comedian Drew Carey is 54, rock musician Phil Selway from Radiohead is 45, singer Jewel is 38, and actor Adam Wiley is, sorry, I hit the microphone, is 28 today. So let's say happy birthday to them, but most especially to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
It's going to be really windy today, so watch out.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
We got a couple of stories from CalCoastNews.com right now. And don't forget, we'll be talking to Karen Veely live and direct, maybe before Friday, because she's got some news stories breaking. But in the meantime, in between time, this is what's going on. In Oceano, police arrested a man on Tuesday for allegedly attempting to shoot a man in Oceano on Tuesday at about 5:15. Brandon Reitek, I hope I'm saying his right name. I'm not saying it right. Let's try again. Brandon Reitek, who's 28, was arrested for allegedly pulling a gun and pulling the trigger in an attempt to shoot a 35-year-old Oceano man on the 300 block of McCarthy Avenue. After the gun did not fire, the victim grabbed the weapon and pistol-whipped this guy. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff deputies arrived to find him attempting to flee the scene. Emergency personnel transported Reed Trek, or whatever his name is, to a local hospital where he was treated for his injuries before being arrested and booked into San Luis Obispo County Jail. He's being held in lieu of $500,000 bail. Victim was treated at the scene for injuries he sustained beating the guy up. Basically is what it comes down to, so it can happen. It's not like in the movies, you know. You whack somebody, your hands just go to heck. Here we go. Other things are going on. This is a story Daniel Blackburn filed, and this is out of Pasadena, Robles, California. First-term Pasadena City Council member Nick Gilman said yesterday he is uncertain he will try to protect his council seat in November, saying, "I've been disappointed in my ability to help
Gilman is a fellow council member Fred Strong and Mayor Dwayne Picano each face re-election in the fall, emphasizing that he is still considering options. Gilman told Calcos News he has been surprised and perhaps naive to learn how little influence individual council members have. He said he believed the council has been able to accomplish very little during the past 3.5 years, and over time, he added, I've become less enthusiastic. But there's no negative slant or anything. I'm just a lot more points of view pushing in different directions. Gilman, architect and former member of the Paso Robles Planning Commission, found himself embroiled recently in a controversial public defense of former Paso Robles Police Chief Lisa Solomon. That's I was after the Tribune reported that the council would have forced her, Solomon, out if she did not depart her position willingly. Solomon had been accused of, you know what it's been. Anyway, so City Councilman Nick Gilman is debating whether or not he wants to continue on. That's Calcos News for this morning. Don't forget, 24/7, it's right up there. You can see things, stuff from before, opinion pieces, all kinds of stuff, and a screening. I got tons of things. Let me tell you what some of these things are, just, you know, in case you haven't gone to calcosnews.com. They have home, events, uncovered San Luis Obispo, daily briefs, weather, discovered, screening room, advertise, employment, opinion, search, Eye on the Coast, tips, log in, and, of course, Talk is Cheap, where you can then go and you can get KYNS streamed right to your very own computer and hear what's going on any time of the day or night. That's it.
CalcosNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Okay. All right, how do I explain this to you? I'm going to explain what happened on Monday in this way. I mean, it's fair that you know. I was approached by somebody, and they said, are you going to interview the candidates for supervisor? And I said, you know, the third and fifth. I said, no, they've already been interviewed by everybody in the whole wide world. You know, talk about being the last person in the whole wide world to interview them. I said, and besides, sometimes it's been contentious, and so I'm not. I just, you know, it's I'm not. I don't like to really do that anyway. So they said, well, it could be good radio, and I said, well, see, you've been a program director for 10 seconds, and I've been one for 30 years, and I tell you, it mightn't be really bad radio. Anyway, so I didn't do it. So meantime, they found somebody else that wanted to do it, I guess, and so they said here, and they put them in my time slot and had them do it on Monday. Which is a little bit weird, of course. But anyhow, so that's what happened. But here's an interesting thing. I would have asked Debbie Arnold one question. I would have asked her this one question. When she did this piece, okay, on Jim Patterson, and she brought in the APCD without actually mentioning Larry Allen's name, and she's a pretty smart lady, you know, from what I hear. And so, and she's claimed, well, I didn't mean to have him become collateral damage. It just sort of happened. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true, and I'll tell you why. Let me turn to what people are saying right now in the paper, because they have all this political stuff. Now, I'm not going to go into all the political letters to the editor and all that. I can't stand it. I'm not doing it. But here's what's interesting, and so then we're gonna hit another big story that was in the news. Here's the this is hefty compensation. Bob Cuddy, they're talking about him and the Trib and what Larry Allen is doing and all that. And then this one, an apology owed. Oh, so here, this person, Tim from Los Osos, said, since I don't live in the 5th District, I do not know Debbie Arnold, have not read her campaign mail or heard her radio spots challenge her opponent's budget spending priorities in relationship to the compensation of the executive director of the Slow Air Pollution Control District. I would give her the benefit of the doubt by accepting her statement that these campaign materials were not about going after Larry Allen. However, because the outcome of these particular campaign tactics has caused the palatable spillover of undeserved stress and tension on this esteemed public official, who needs no defending, it would clear the air, no pun intended, if Ms. Arnold would kindly offer prompt and public apology to Mr. Allen. Then you know what it said today? So here's what's in the news now. Here's what's in the news. The Air Pollution Control District spent 75% of all of its money on salaries and benefits. 75%. You know, there's something insane that's going on all around us, and we as the public are being made fools of, in my opinion, and I really mean that. We are absolutely being made fools of. People say, well, we have to have the best we possibly can get, so for God's sake, we got to pay this guy $250,000. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? You really mean to tell me that in this market today, you couldn't find somebody for $100,000 that could do that job and do it well? Do you mean to tell me that you couldn't find a Cal Poly student who graduated, has been out of work for a year, and went to them and said, you know, you could learn this job in a week and a half. What if we give you $50,000 and you do the job? this game that we're playing all the time of we have to get the best qualified person, and that's just horse pucky to say we have to spend this much money to do it. 75%? Are you kidding? So now the APCD is saying, well, we have to raise fees because, you know, we're going to run out of money. Morro Bay is going to close their plant down. There goes some money because all we basically do is monitor the dunes, Morro Bay's power plant, and Diablo. That's our main focus of life right here on the Central Coast. Then we have that one monitoring station out there in the California Valley that gets all the smog from the valley and the Central Valley. And so the alarm bells go off and they go, oh my God, Paso Robles is the worst polluting place in the whole wide world, which of course it's not. So anyway, I'm going to tell you something honestly. I've been thinking about this the whole time over here on my drive over and stuff, and that's why I was getting ready for work here. And this morning when I was getting ready for work, I was thinking, and I thunked myself out. I almost passed out. But here's what I thunked up. I don't think I know on a first name basis. I don't think I know on a first name basis anyone in San Luis Obispo making $250,000. And I've been here a long time. I've met a lot of people. But I don't think I know anybody on a first-name basis that, you know, I actually know that makes that much money. So it's flipping me out. And somebody's on the phone. We'll see if they're flipped out. Hello?
Hey, Billy Boy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Because it wasn't just the fact that he's making $240,000 a year plus benefits. He gets 51 days vacation time. The EPA agency, the air pollution agency is $650,000 in debt, and it was a 17% increase. Now, who during this time, all businesses, all governments, all everything, losing money, going deeper into debt, getting less in tax revenue, do they figure that this guy deserves a 17% increase?
Well, here's the other thing. 19 people out of 21 full-time employees make over $100,000 a year.
Let's get into that business, Bill.
Boy, oh boy.
And then, oh, this is a sweetheart one, too. Then they said, well, we're going to have somebody oversee it. We're going to have a group of four people oversee. Guess what? They picked their own overseers.
You're not. I mean, this is like just craziness to me. It's just beyond the pale. Here's another part of this thing. See, people, they see these numbers now, and they're always so amazingly large. I think we've lost track. It's like the trillion-dollar thing doesn't mean anything anymore. But for instance, this is not a minor thing. The guy gets, The guy gets $5,400 a year in a car allowance. Well, $5,400 a year in a car allowance allows you to spend, you can lease a car, which he doesn't get a car. So he could lease a car for around $450 a month. Do you know what kind of car you can lease for $450 a month?
Well, I just saw a BMW go by that you could at least get for that. That's for sure.
So I mean, there's some kind of insanity that's constantly going on around us, and everybody points to, well, Modesto does this, and Calaveras County gets this, and they go on and on. And so then when they have to have a raise, they go, well, San Luis Obispo just got this, and then it's just this constant insanity.
I always like the way that they compared themselves to Monterey and Santa Barbara. Well, the last that I was looking at, the average salary that the people make in both those counties is about double of what it is in San Luis Obispo.
Exactly.
So that never made any sense to me. Besides the fact that we're looking for tourist dollar here, and yet the tourists are more than double in Santa Barbara, and I think at least that in Monterey County.
There has to be a grassroots effort, Mike, by people that are the average working Joe in San Luis Obispo and say, you know what, your salaries should be comparable to what the private sector salaries are, not the inflated, imagined, weird crap that you come up with that's out there in outer space. Find out what people are making. Find out what a CEO is making that has 21 employees in San Luis Obispo.
I'll tell you what, here's where it gets home for me, Bill. I see this kind of stuff. I read these numbers that you're talking about, the whole bit. Now, just today, I have to pay $230 just for parts to be able to do it myself on repairing a car, you know, and I know that this is going to hit me hard for this, at least this month, and I got some shirt that's doing, you know, busy work is what it amounts to, that's making 1,000 times that.
The hurricane winds are sort of catching up with your cell phone there, pal. But we'll talk more about this, and I'll have some other comments to make. But you're being blown away.
Oh yeah.
All right, Mikey.
It's just another government waste, and it's getting worse, not better.
I'll talk to you soon, sir.
All right.
Bye bye. Now I mentioned this the other day. We went to the Nancy and I went to the new Olive Garden in town, and we were just happened to be yakking with a girl and all that stuff. And the reason we brought this up, I mentioned this, was that they had put the manager's name in stone and a stone in the pillar out in the front. And I thought, well, that's job security right there, don't you think? But anyway, so I asked the waitress. I said, do you have any idea how many people work here? And she said, I think she said 150, but Nancy said she thought so too. Let's say it's 130. I just for the heck of it, I'm going to lop 20 people off, 130 people, okay? That's almost 6 times as many people as, let's take Larry Allen, for instance. I'm not picking on Larry. I don't even know Larry Allen. I've never met the man, but what I'm talking about is government people. And I would bet that the guy that's managing the Olive Garden is not making $250,000. I mean, I can almost with surety say that he's not making $250,000. It's just all wrong. It's just really all wrong, you know. And I know that the public sector people are probably sitting there saying, well, let's see if we can, you know, Bill Benick are eliminated somehow. I understand. But, you know, it gets down to if you do, let's call it secretarial work, and I know somehow that's not the right thing you're supposed to say anymore, but anyway, you do that kind of work. What is it called now? Anyway, you do that kind of work. I don't know the name of it. Secretarial work. You do secretarial work. If you're a state, county, federal employee, how much do you get to do that? And then just go down to the nearest dentist's office or doctor's office or any law office or any place you want that somebody's doing the comparable thing that you're doing and find out how and see if you can find out how much money they make. And then I really think in one way you should be embarrassed. This is what's happened to Larry Allen. Larry Allen's been embarrassed by the fact that this has all come out. All of a sudden it's in the spotlight because of what Debbie Arnold did in a piece that was supposedly him being collateral damage. I don't think it was supposed to be collateral damage. I'm sorry, on Monday I should have called in and asked Debbie Arnold the one question that she wasn't asked. But it certainly has brought it to my attention again. And I would just think as citizens of San Luis Obispo, I think we got to figure out what we're going to do next. Now, this times out oddly, but it just happened to be what's up.
Here we go again. Another election with a politician telling a whopper of a tale. Jim Patterson is falsely attacking his opponent because he can't run on his own record. On jobs, Jim takes credit for creating 1,000. But we all know politicians don't create jobs. Businesses do. Jim Patterson actually jeopardizes our economic growth with his reckless policies. Take Jim's plastic bag ban. It institutes a 6-month jail sentence and a $1,000 per day fine for small businesses that give out plastic bags to customers. On taxes and spending, Jim Patterson voted in support of raising property taxes on homeowners in order to purchase mosquito-eating fish. He actually did that. Then Jim spent $200,000 tax dollars to run a campaign to approve the property tax hike. No surprise, voters overwhelmingly defeated Jim's measure. There's a better choice for supervisor, Debbie Arnold. A small business owner for 17 years, Debbie earned the trust and endorsement of deputy sheriffs. Vote Debbie Arnold for supervisor.
Paid for by Debbie Arnold for supervisor, 2012.
It's time to turn it loose with Kenny Loggins. 21st at Chumash Casino Resort. This is Kenny Loggins, the Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter performing all of his hits with special guests, Blue Sky Writers. Reserve seats at Club Chumash, ChumashCasino.com or phone 1-800-585-3737. There's more at KennyLoggins.com.
What if I suspect I have hearing loss? Make an appointment to see an audiologist. They'll perform a comprehensive hearing evaluation to determine the type and severity of the hearing loss you may have. Hearing impairment not only affects your ability to understand speech, it can also have a negative impact on your social and emotional well-being. Wear ear protection, such as earplugs or earmuffs, when you're attending a loud concert or using firearms, power tools, or lawn equipment. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott, Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Nothing got changed. I love you. 12:33 is the time. Hey, Rebecca. Weather Wizard says that we're just supposed to have ridiculously insane weather with the hurricane winds up to 40 miles an hour and stuff. And it's supposed to just be really crummy anyway. So I just want to let you know that. And so batten down your hatches. And like I said earlier, if you got a new like week or two pay today, stay indoors because it's going to be bad out there. All right. And that's going to happen tomorrow, the next day. And it's windy. It's just, that's what it's going to be. All right. Let me tell you some things that are going on, because this is, like, really super duper. And I want to tell you what's going on. There's a super duper thing going on with Charter today only. It's only today, today only, only today. Charter Business wants to help your business be victorious every day. And today only, in honor of National Small Business Week, they're providing you with a credit of up to $150 when you bundle business internet and phone. That's $150 savings today when you bundle business internet and phone. And why wouldn't you? the phone is all over the United States for nothing. The internet's the fastest you can get. What are you, crazy? This offer is available only today. Don't miss out. Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE. That's 877-BIZ-BUNDLE now for complete details. Charter is smarter. Get it done. Get her done. That phone number, once again, today only to get a $150 credit on bundling business, internet, and phone. 877-BIZ-BUNDLE. There's obviously numbers that go with that, but I don't know. 877-BIZ-BUNDLE. That's the first thing I want to tell you about. Second thing I want to tell you about is Spencer's Fresh Market, because the new flyer came out. They got all kinds of great stuff. But here's the thing that you need to know on Wednesday. This is the big thing to know on Wednesday for one thing you need to know on Wednesday. Wednesday, you go into Spencer's all day Wednesday, and you can get an 8-piece thing of chicken. I don't think it's a bucket. I think it's a box. But it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what they put it in, for God's sake. It could be Tupperware. Anyway, 8 pieces of chicken for $5. 8 pieces of chicken for $5. 8 pieces of chicken for $5. Okay, that's the special of the day in the deli department. Then they also have this flyer. Every now and then, John puts out this flyer that has all these wonderful specials on all kinds of stuff besides just the weekly stuff. This goes through June 5th. So this is, I mean, there's tons upon tons of things in here. It's too hard to even tell you about. So anyway, there's tons of that. And then in the regular weekly flyer, we have a choice beef tri-tips for $3.99 a pound. And yes, I did buy a beef tri-tip. Yes, when my brother came a week ago, yes, I did cook it. Yes, I did a good job. Yes, it was very tasty Harris Ranch beef. And yes, they were very impressed. I don't think they had it before, to tell you the truth. All right, and then they got the Inside Farmers Market, which has got everything. California sweet cherries, $1.99 a pound. Let's see what else is going on. Local sweet strawberries are just 2 for $4, and that's the one-pound package. And they got corns ready to go, 2 for $1. They got local bunch of cilantro, 3 for a bone. How about 5 pounds of mild yellow onions for just $1? I think it's great. And there's all this grilly stuff, and there's stuff to do your barbecue with, and it's barbecue time. Of course, when it's windy at 40 miles per hour, sometimes I can kind of turn you off of the barbecue, but... You know, it depends on where you can hide your grill. You know, just put it in the living room and then and get it cooking. And then get all the great stuff at Spencer's in 5 locations on the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. 8 pieces of chicken for $5. And what else? You know, this is I have to qualify this. I mean, really, I think you already know this. I am not a stockbroker. Right? Matter of fact, nobody probably has done worse in the stock market than Bill and Nancy Benega. Really, really boneheaded stuff. It looked good at the time, though. You know, you'd be like, hey, this is happening. It wasn't. And very surprisingly, it wasn't like we were the only people that were saying, you know, this is a goer here. You know, okay, so now you have Facebook. So Facebook started, what, $38? It's down to 33, 31? Whatever it's down to. So everybody's kind of going, what's going on here? You know, what's going on with Facebook? We thought this thing was going to fly. It was going to be the biggest deal in the whole wide world. And, you know, millions of dollars are being lost. And the state of California is really worried because they're hoping to make a lot of money on taxing capital gains. And so they're wondering what's going on. I'm going to predict, and I could be entirely wrong, so we'll see how this goes, and then we'll see whether or not Bill Benica would have made money or lost his shorts. As it is, I'm not making $250,000. You know, I have the money to put in the stock market at this time. So here's the deal. I truly believe it's going to be slow-ish, not real slow. It's going to start to come back, and it's going to surpass its IPO, and I think it's going to go, you know, beyond $38. And it's just, you know, everybody decided... You know, the stock market, like I say, it's too bad that people are just allowed to go on to E-Trade and mess up the stock market. You know, people that are professionals that understand stocks and bonds and stuff without robbing you, they should really be the ones that do this because, you know, everybody else just acts on emotion and gets all weird and ginky, you know. So for some reason, we got ginky, the public, about Facebook, and I who knows what precipitates this kind of nonsense. But anyway, it happened. But So one of two things, I think, is going to happen. Either Zuck's going to fall on his face, which would be really quite amazing, I have to tell you the truth, but I don't think that. I think that, you know, people are going to start buying it, and it's going to start to happen. And it's, you know, it may not be a big rush. They expected, you know, the most amazing thing in the world to happen to where, you know, the thing would go up to $150 the first day. But it didn't happen that way. Okay, that's good. And here's another thing that's right here that I'm feeling like I'm going to get left out. I really do. And I know that we're talking about a disaster. I know we're talking about a disaster. And please understand that I'm my heart weeps for the people that went through the whole Japanese tsunami thing. But what's happening is the debris are washing up right now in Alaska, which was a lot sooner than they thought, and a lot of them. A lot of them. I mean, we're talking, wow, debris. But a lot of the debris, of course, is building material. It's and trees, telephone poles, all that kind of stuff, you know. And then pretty soon we'll get some boats and everything, you know. But by the time we get to California, I think all the boats will be taken. I don't think I'll get on one of those. I was going to hope to get a big ship. But anyway, so that's what's going on. But they're washing up there. Wait, we got a story. Maybe we can hear it. Let's see what they say. Maybe we can hear it. Maybe not. It's always hard to say when I click on these things. It'd be interesting to know what they're saying about this debris stuff.
What if an entire car insurance company was thought up and built and run to save you money? What if that company was Esurance and this wasn't a hypothetical question? Could be coolish. Esurance. Click or call.
We're going to hopefully cut across the middle of Montague Island to the outside on the Gulf of Alaska coast, and then that's where a great deal of tsunami debris has already come up.
Nearly 4,000 miles from Fukushima, Japan, is Montague Island, Alaska, reachable only by helicopter or boat.
We're out here in a very remote wilderness, as much wilderness as anywhere in the United States, and we're sitting in a landfill. This shore is facing away from Japan, actually, but the way the currents and the winds work, it swirls it around and dumps it in here. The influx of tsunami debris really concerns us, mostly.
It was kind of a visual, which is too bad, but this debris field is huge. I mean, let me try to see if I can tell you how far. It's at least 50 yards wide. At least 50 yards wide. And here's this unspoiled hunk of Alaska right here. Not now. It was. Anyway, so it's just quite amazing, to tell you the truth. All right, that was one of the things that was going on. Let me get this shut up here so I don't have to hear it anymore. All right, don't talk to me anymore about that. I think it's going on. Other things are happening in our world today. Well, they have on the front page, and it's actually kind of does my heart good, I'll have to tell you the truth, is they finally got this rocket off the ground here. This is the first private space flight, SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It's headed for the space station. And so NASA, what's NASA going to be doing now? Are they going to sell all these other people their leftover Tang and whatever else? Anyway, I'm not sure. So there's what's going on. Cuesta may ask voters for a fiscal hand. Cuesta is about to launch a bond measure, I think. And here's what has to happen in two things. So Dr. Glenn Stork has to, you know, show that Cuesta, I would think, show that Cuesta is moving forward in getting closer to its proper accreditation and is getting the things done that have to be done. And then people have to decide, you know, do they want to have a bond measure in order to raise money for Cuesta College. All right. I haven't thought it through enough at this point to have a voiced opinion on that, so I'm not going to do that. Okay, now, here's the other thing that's going on. A great story in the paper today about Golden Gate Bridge's 75th anniversary, spanning the decades and all that stuff. And so here they have a picture on the front page of May 27, 1937, with military biplanes flying over and people walking on the bridge and everything. And then on that page back, what is it, A8, they have all the people that showed up for the 50th anniversary. This is the 75th anniversary of this weekend. All the people that showed up for the 50th anniversary on May 24th in 1987. Well, I know we've talked about this. They realized they made a terrible mistake by letting all those people get on the bridge at the same time, because the foot loading is made for cars that are stretched out over 6 feet long, 7 feet long, and there's only so many cars can fit on the bridge, so therefore the bridge is able to take that weight. When you start to add people and they only take up 3 feet or 2 feet, and they weigh, you know, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds, and you start adding that weight up, it was greater than the weight of the automobile. So they were noticing, when they were, you know, filming this, the scientists were noticing stress. The bridge was being stressed in a way that was not safe. Whew. It's like, I'm guessing they're not going to let people. I mean, maybe they'll let some people. Maybe you have to buy a ticket now, or I don't know what they're going to do. But I would think that they're not going to do the same thing. That's my guess. Well, they're not going to, because it was dangerous. But then they had some interesting stuff, and I thought it was quite fascinating. And Daniel Moen, the bridge's former chief engineer who co-authored a book about the span, said, "What we should have said is, I present you a bridge that will last forever if properly maintained." Now, of course, you know, it's 24/7, but every day of the week. they paint the Golden Gate with that orange paint. And it's because, you know, they got to stave off the rust. Now, they had to close the Golden Gate Bridge one time when there was sustained winds of 100 miles an hour. And they were very worried that that was going to happen. They say the bridge would be able to withstand winds of 70 miles per hour today, although the goal is to eventually increase its tolerance to 100 miles an hour. Whoa, wait a minute. Maybe I read that. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was in 1951 when the winds approached 70 miles per hour. So what they're trying to do is get it so it can sustain 100-mile-an-hour winds and be able to take it. Anyway, but it's an amazing thing, and they talk about the retrofitting and all the stuff that's going on with the bridge, and it was considered the impossible dream when they first built it, of course. And it's a beautiful landmark, of course, in California and the whole world. I likes it. And I was luckily able to, before I couldn't do this anymore, I was able to, a number of years ago, hobble across the entire span and back. And back. Because how are you going to get back? You know, you could hitchhike, I guess. Anyway, made it back, Nancy and I. And now I guess they're going to put nets, you know, quite a few people have jumped off the bridge, you know, and killed themselves. So they're putting suicide nets up, and I was interesting, I think I told you this, if you haven't walked the bridge, they have every quarter mile, I don't know how long it is, every 100 feet, I don't know how far, I don't know. But every now and then, they have a telephone, and and they have a sign that says, if you're thinking about committing suicide, please pick up this phone. It goes directly to somebody who evaluates whether or not you should jump or not. So that's really wild. All right. That's what's going on with the Golden Gate. A long, mishy wave. I mean, but not too much. Like, Galloping Gertie there that fell apart. Okay, the wind got that one. There's so many things that are so weird. Okay. Oh, by the way, the ashes of the Star Trek actor and three others head into orbit. Astronaut Gordon Cooper, Bob Schrake, an engineer who designed spaceship control instruments for NASA's JPL, and actor James Doohan, and capsules from Space Service Incorporated are shown. And what they do is they take your ashes, well, not all of your ashes, you know, because it was a weight issue, but they take some of your ashes, they put them in a capsule, and off you go into space, and they go, out into space you go. So that's... Well, other things happening. Other things are going on. We got a lot of weird stuff too. Now this is interesting. I'd saved some stuff. I don't know who that is. Let's find out. Guess who'll play Casey Anthony? I don't want to watch it. Canadian actress Holly DeVoe has been cast as Casey Anthony in a Lifetime movie prosecuting Casey Anthony. So here's a picture of Casey Anthony. And next to is a picture of this young lady, Holly DeVoe, who looks in no way similar to her. They're both women, and they both have dark hair. I'm sorry. So there's that. Let me see the eyes. Eyes are a different color. Nose is nowhere near alike. Mouth is not alike. The cheeks are not alike. The chin's nowhere near alike. Forehead, not alike. That's all. As the eyebrows, let me see eyebrows, not alike. What's left? Sometimes they pick people to play people, and it's pretty cool. It comes out pretty darn good, and sometimes it doesn't. Okay. There's more. That's all this stuff that's in the news. That's all this movie stuff. We never even got to talk about the fact that the Avengers is still just on a rock and a roll. And just heading out into the netherworld there as far as attendance, so that's still happening. And which I kind of get a kick out of that. I think that's really neat. It's still behind Avatar and Titanic. Oh, and Harry Potter. What is it, number two, they said? I think it was number two or three. I forget which one it was. Not seven. Isn't that weird? You'd think that after the kids have been doing Harry Potter all those years, 7 years, you'd think they'd say, okay, we got to see the finale, that's for sure. But actually, they were more excited about one of the ones in the middle. I'm not a kid. I don't understand. I don't know. Yes, I've watched some of Harry Potter with my nephews and nieces, and I'm like, okay, I wish I could do that. I need a stick like that. I need a broom that flies. I have neither, probably because of my income. All right, here's another thing that's going on. The Army's raising recruiting standards. So here what they used to have was, they used to have what they call waivers. So let's say you were a criminal. They had waivers. So you, if you had misdemeanors, you could normally, which you would not have been allowed to go in, but they needed people for Afghanistan, Iraq. So the, normally they needed people. So you normally would have gone in. They even had waivers for people who had committed felonies. A very small fraction of recruits had waivers for felonies, for robbery and homicide and all this vehicular homicide and manslaughter and this kind of stuff. And so they say that that's not going to happen anymore. As a matter of fact, they're saying that some of the people that are now in, if they try to re-up, they're not going to be able to re-up. They're going to say goodbye. You're not qualified to re-up. And I don't think they're going to completely cut out bonuses for certain positions and stuff and ranks. You know, the military is always, if you're in a a much needed billet, I'll use that Army term. If you're in a much needed billet and they really want to see if you'll stay and hang on and stay in the service longer, because I know in the years ago back when I was in, it was 4 years the first time you went in. Then if you had to re-up, it was 6 years. So then you'd have 10 years. That would have been half your obligation for active duty, and then to retire, it was 20 years. So if you were really a yippy skippy type, you know, like one of these nuclear sub people, or whatever, I mean, they would offer you above $50,000 to stay in, and that was a lot of money back then. Holy dump truck! I don't know what they do now, but that was a lot of dough, and so a lot of people were like, well, I can't turn down the money, you know, I got to stay in, which is what they were gambling on. Then if you were like I was, like a gunner's mate, you know, and you wanted to reenlist, you say, do I get a bonus? And they'd say, here's a six-pack of beer and a dozen condoms. And then they want you to re-up for 4 years, 6 years. It's kind of amazing, really. Okay. Just depends on what you did. Now, another thing, too, by the way, during the Vietnam War, they didn't have waivers. Waivers didn't even matter about waivers, let me tell you. When they had the Vietnam War, you had people that were not only wavered, their choice was to basically, they had a choice of going to jail, and I don't know why the Navy was picked. I don't know why they picked the Navy. But they were either, you could join, you could go to jail for a couple of years, 3 years, depending on those kind of crimes, or you could go in the Navy for 4 years. And so here you had people that what you were working for that basically were criminals. The way it worked. And they also had, by the way, not for very long, because it didn't work out that well, because people, see, in the Army, they had to have so many Army guys. I mean, there's just so many of them, by the thousands of Army guys, that and they were, so many of them were just cannon fodder, you know what I mean, that they just sort of sent them over there and said, okay, everything's going to be fine, and shoot your gun. And so they actually drafted some people into the Navy for a short time. I don't know about the Marine Corps, but I know the Navy. So I drafted people in the Navy for a short time. Well, then they'd cop an attitude like, you know, I didn't want to be in the Navy. I wanted to be in the Army. Yeah, right. Sure you did. But anyway, you know, so it didn't work out well. So they said, heck, that's the kind of stuff going on. So here we have this stuff now with Army saying, you know, if you're not up to snuff, you're out of here. You're going. I think in the Navy now, I think all the services now, you can't be overweight to after a certain amount of overweight, you're gone. And believe me, we used to have some pot bellies on those ships. Yep, we had some big ones, some big ones. Okay, now this was the interesting thing about President Obama coming out and saying that he supports gay marriage. Here was all this hoot and hollering going on and all this ruckus that was being raised. But right away when he did it, he said, and I think the states have the right to determine what should happen with that. So he didn't even turn to the Supreme Court and say, the Supreme Court will decide. He turned to the states and say, it's a states' rights issue. Well, then he, in a way, completely washed his hands of it by doing that. And so it's not completely. I mean, people are going to say, well, Barack Obama said he supported, but anything that now happens with gay marriage is going to continue to happen at a state level until such time as the Supreme Court rules on whether or not it's right or wrong. So they had a story about it, so I want to tell you, but it didn't make any sense. We told you yesterday, cities not discriminating against disabled on pot. It doesn't matter how screwed up you are if you're taking pot. It's a no-no. Okay, they had to shoot a mountain lion in Santa Monica. It came down from the hills. What hills would it have been? Like Hollywood Hills? Where, I guess so. And it would come down from there, the Santa Monica Mountains, I guess. And they came down, and it was it was over on the it was over on Third Street, having a latte. So they had to they apparently for whatever reason, I don't know what that would be, and I'm not going to get into a big thing about this. Okay, it's not like a big issue to me. I'm not going to there's a mountain lion that's about to eat people. You shoot it, but apparently it happened in such a rate of time that they didn't have time to call animal services with a dart, one of them sleepy darts. They didn't have time for that. They had to just waste it. And they did. So how was that? All right. Without Santa Monica. Pretty exciting. Then they have a page in the paper today where they have a guy who weighs over 5,000 pounds. And they say, you get this pill. You take this pill, and that'll all go away. A census count and mostly accurate report finds. It's mostly accurate. Decennial Project misses about 1.5 million minorities, but overcounts whites. So it balances out in the long run. And then they said, this 1940 census they released, they said it's just been amazing how many people were not counted in that census. It was just like, holy mackerel. So then we ask ourselves, then what are we doing this census thing for? Well, because we've been doing it ever since the country was founded. We don't know how to stop. We want to count people. We want to see if they have a turlet. So we just keep at it. At some point, you just say, okay, we know everything we need to know now. Just leave it alone. But they're not doing that. Lawyers in the Destiny Myers case argue over evidence. Judge not interested in creating handling guidelines requested by the prosecution. So it's one of these usual legal to-dos, where they're saying, well, if they submit this evidence, then we can submit that evidence, and back and forth and back and forth. It's another one of these tragic, tragic cases. When I mentioned that I was, I felt very, very awful for what happened to people in Fukushima, which I do. And I also want to note, this is kind of a... It's a double-edged sword. I don't know what other term to use when it is Memorial Day time, because of course everybody in the whole wide world is having a sale on Memorial Day, and Memorial Day weekend and Memorial Day in particular is to recognize our fallen heroes. And so, to me, I don't know that that really recognizes fallen heroes to have a sale on underpants. I think part of me thinks it's a little disrespectful, to tell you the truth. But then the other side of me goes, well. When you fought for the United States, you were defending our Constitution, our way of life, which, of course, is a capitalistic way of life. And so, therefore, capitalism, because of these brave men and women, capitalism exists and is flourishing, not as much as it was in the U.S., but, floundering a little bit, but, flourishing. And so, therefore, is that an appropriate way then to say, look what they've done for us, which I guess is right. So it's right and it's wrong at the same time. There's no way I get around it. I can't settle on anything in the middle. Sorry. I just can't do it. I've tried to do it. Okay. Here's an Iowa man who was stopped outside of Dubuque with in a bar with a small zebra and a parrot in his truck. And he wasn't a circus guy. He wasn't anything. It was just kind of really weird. But here was the deal. He got a sobriety test. The reason he was stopped was because he was weaving. And sure enough, he was drunk. The zebra was just slightly out of sorts, and the parrot was totally wasted himself. Two workers who claimed they were forced to urinate in a bucket have been awarded $332,000 after a jury found they were fired for complaining to Oregon regulators about the lack of an outside toilet. So here these people were, these two guys, and can I tell you one of the names of these guys? Is this one of these names like Mega World Peace that somebody makes up? It has to be. Nobody has this name. The guy's name is... Xerxes Doctolero. Xerxes Doctolero. Come on. There's nobody named that. Anyway, but here they were working, and let me tell you where they were working. It was they were working in an airport, an aviation place, and they didn't have a portable toilet. There was no regular toilet, and then there was a restaurant across the street that said, "Don't come in here because you're not a patron." One of those things. You're not a patron. You can't be peeing in our toilet. Okay. So they had no choice. The only way they could end up going to the bathroom, because they're out in the middle of nowhere, and this airport was an airfield, was to use a bucket. These are men. Do men really care? Do men care if they had to use a bucket? Men don't care. There's a way to make money, I guess, file a lawsuit, but men don't care. They don't. They just don't. We have no dignity whatsoever when it comes to that kind of stuff. Okay. Oh, and Donald Driver's the dancing champ. He is, already has a Super Bowl ring, and now football star Donald Driver can add Dancing with the Stars Mirror Ball to his list. Green Bay Packers receiver won the ABC dance show yesterday. With just 1 point separating the three finalists, it was up to the viewers to pick the winner. Driver beat out Welsh singer Catherine Jenkins and Cuban actor William Levy. So there you go. Got another dance. So is Dancing with the Stars over now for a year, or do they? Is it just, you know, over for like a week and then they do start doing it again? Whatever. Anyway, so that's who won. I actually did see him one time. My wife turned it on. He was good. Phew. He was really good. All right, let's do news.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The parents of a band member at Florida A&M who died after a hazing ritual claim everyone is lying, students and administrators.
It's not true. That's how Pam Champion reacts to statements that her son repeatedly asked to go through a violent initiation ritual in order to be part of the FAMU marching band.
Robert was not violent. He would never do any hazing. And for someone to actually say he would, I'm saying no.
The allegation comes in more than 2,000 pages of documents just released by the Florida state attorney handling this case. Based on what he sees, the Champion's attorney wants more charges against the 13 defendants accused of hazing Robert to death. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
The Secret Service director apologized to senators today for the Cartagena prostitutes scandal. Maine Republican Susan Collins.
This misconduct was almost certainly not an isolated incident.
Committee Chairman Joe Lieberman said there have been 64 complaints of sexual misconduct in the last 5 years, mostly having to do with risque emails on government computers. Egyptians, millions of them, are voting in a two-day presidential election. Day one is done. Via Skype from Cairo, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
There was such a turnout that the voting day was extended by an hour, but all day there were lineups. Hours people waited in the sun for a chance to cast their ballots. This idea of real choice was a great thrill to Egyptians who were moved and proud that the last year and a half of struggle had got them to this point.
Strong earthquake shook the ocean off the coast of northeastern Japan, magnitude 6.1, no tsunami this time. One person with active tuberculosis visited babies at two separate hospitals in Northern California, not realizing the risk the babies were facing. Health officials are testing 35 babies for TB, and so far the news is good.
At this point, we have no evidence of any baby being sick with TB.
Solano County Chief Medical Examiner Michael Stacy there. Google won a big jury decision today. The Android operating system does not infringe on Oracle Corporation patents.
I think that the results of this trial could cause companies to be a little more cautious in the future when going after competitors on copyright and patent infringement issues.
That's CBS News and CNET tech consultant Larry Magid. The same jury was stuck on questions of copyright, but the patent question is settled in Google's favor. Wall Street analysts say investors relaxed today and brought a down market most of the way back. The Dow down just 6 points. The Nasdaq was up 11. And oil today just over $90 a barrel. It might be surprising that any rabbits might be in danger of extinction, but pygmy rabbits were close to it in the Sagebrush Flats wildlife area in Washington State. Biologists laid out a 6-acre plot, put a handful of rabbits there to live, and the problem appears to be solving itself. There are up to 130 rabbits now and growing. This is CBS News.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
A new study measures health insurance plans against the requirements of health reform.
The study says 51% of individual health plans now on the market fail to meet the health reform law's standards because they cover less than 60% of medical costs. The law caps out-of-pocket expenses, which can be as much as $27,000 a year for very sick people in those plans.
Individual plans sold on the exchange are going to give buyers much more protection against catastrophic costs.
Lead author John Gable says exchange plans will also provide maternity, mental health, and substance abuse benefits not covered by many plans now. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
An unusual source of political inspiration and direction in San Francisco. City Supervisor John Avalos has told the Chronicle he consulted a Ouija board before city leaders voted on a resolution calling for a Navy ship to be named after gay rights activist Harvey Milk. Avalos told the newspaper Milk's spirit gave him his blessing. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
Chances are there's a favorite shirt or sweater in your closet with the Lands' End label inside. You know us for classic American style and quality that's guaranteed, period. Now meet Lands' End Business Outfitters. We'll embroider your company logo on everything from polos to outerwear. Our quality unifies teams and makes brands better. Small companies to market leaders like Caterpillar and Southwest Airlines are dressing employees at Lands' End Business Outfitters. Find out why at landsend.biz. That's landsend.biz.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade certified organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite, ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
You can't manufacture pride, but pride builds great cars. And you'll find it in the people at Toyota all across America.
Damn your hide. Darn ya. Hi, you're Bill. This is Talk of Sheep, your friends and neighbors network. There's absolutely no reason that we couldn't have
this. This is a very small town made in North Carolina, but there are many people who are not affiliated with this church who are embarrassed and aghast by the situation. But among the people who are friends with this pastor and who belong to his church, there is strong support for him.
He would give you the shirt off his back. He would do anything he could for you.
I mean, he said in church that he wants to put gay people behind electric fences and have them all die out. What do you think about that?
Well, that's not really what he said. He said, yes, he said some of that, but he was feeding it everything else, and you know that.
But you're saying that it's okay to feed him.
Well, I'm not saying it's okay one way or the other. What I'm saying, that is his opinion.
Well, the most compassionate man I've ever known. He's just got a big heart for people. Takes a real firm stand on the Bible and not what it says about different things, whether I like it or not, or whether anybody else likes it. I think that makes he stands for the Bible.
Being gay and lesbian or whatever, homosexual, is wrong according to the Bible. It's wrong.
Well, even if you believe that, though, his words that it should be put in an electrified fence, isn't it a little dramatic and a little rude and a little
sorry? Because his point and reason was to see if they reproduce. Like it is.
You know, there's a lot of heterosexual couples who don't reproduce either.
Adam and Eve. That's what is in the very beginning. Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve.
Yeah, but why put Adam and Steve in a jail, an electrified jail? Isn't that just mean? That's not what the Bible, that's not what God wants.
rights for humanity mean to their fellow man?
He's not saying that.
Well, if that's not me, what is it, though?
We love the people, hate the sin, okay? Point blank. You need to lay off a pastor.
I somehow don't really sense that they love the people and hate the sin. I think they hate it all. It's exactly 4:15 past the hour of 1 o'clock in your Levetica. Yeah, 1:15. Your bill. And it's a windy day, but sunny, and we're supposed to get a little cooler, a little more wind, and then Sunday's going to go away. I guess it's supposed to be Sunday go away. But we're going to get gusts up to 40 miles an hour. This man, figure this, you know what I'm saying? It just makes sense. I should have told you this was going to happen, because just the other day, I went and took everything out of a little storage shed. I went and took everything out of it, you know, because it was time to clean it and throw out stuff you don't need and organize the thing and all that kind of stuff. And things sometimes go over wreck and ruin. Anyway, and so now everything's out back, you know, so I want to get home today. I'll see how much of it blew into my neighbor's yard. I go ahead and keep it. I didn't have that. I didn't want it. That's why I took it out of there. Okay. Hi. Now, sometime this whole thing about getting married, someday, hopefully, like many other things that happen in our lives in the United States of America, hopefully we'll look back at this one day and go, what were you thinking? You know, why would you make a fuss about such a thing? Hopefully. The guy wants to put people like your fence to see if they procreate. Wow. I would get a dish and would say to the pastor, you see that amoeba? It's gay. And then watch what happens. Just a mess with them. I can't believe it. Okay, let's get on to other things. Because there's other stuff going on. Colin Powell, by the way, back same-sex marriage. He had a thing. I don't know. I'm not going to try to play it because, you know, the way things are going for me, it's just not going to happen. No criminal charge in the jet line was scared, but the woman, you know, she might not be quite right in the head. The woman said, I've got implanted stuff in my body. And so then they're having doctors and sort of people to, you know, check her out and look for scars and whatever else they look for. And said, well, we don't we think there's nothing wrong with except her brain. A lot of people, it happens, I think, to people. They get emotionally weird because they know there's this danger. Do you know what I'm saying? There's this danger, and for some reason they can't control themselves, and so they blurt out something dumb like that, and then obviously it's going to ensue and sues. You know, I think it's a problem in the world, but I think it's more common in people's rules than they think. All right, other things are going on. Dr. Link to Bin Laden capture has been jailed over in Afghanistan and in Pakistan because they figured out. Your turncoat is really what it is. Oil prices are at a 7-month low. There's iPhones. We got to find this out because people have their iPhones. I like to talk to Siri and all that. Let's find out here. Okay. Does IBM Word's iPhone Siri has loose lips? Sinking ships is over. Let's find out about her loose lips. I don't really envision Siri having lips, but. You know, for those people who have a wild imagination, I guess they can. If you work for IBM, you can bring your iPhone to work, but forget about using the phone's voice-activated digital assistant. Siri isn't welcome on Big Blue's networks. The reason Siri shifts everything you say to a big data center in Maiden, North Carolina, and the story of what really happens to all of your Siri-launched searches, email messages, and inappropriate jokes is a bit of a black box. IBM CIO Jeanette Horan told MIT's Technology Review this week her company has banned Siri outright because, according to the magazine, the company worries that the spoken queries might be stored somewhere. It turns out that it was. I would just say to people that, you know, if you have an electronic device that you're filled with and you're researching something, you're saying something, you're doing anything with it, that somewhere, somehow it's being stored someplace, or listened to or looked at or whatever. It's too, the information is too valuable. You know, you say to yourself, Bill, come on. It's like information on Facebook. How valuable is it? Well, they have other people now in the NSA that sit there and do nothing all day but just look at captured Facebook stuff and look at Facebook pages to see if they can glean any information. You know, so they have a computer that says, okay, if these words come up, you know, these words, phrases, anything like this comes up, put that in a special place so you can look at it. It's not hard to do. It's not hard to do. Anyway, they had a weird thing on NBC today. I have to share this with you. Because it was not quite right to me. Now, you remember the guy on Dateline? I can't think of his name. I apologize, but it's not important. The guy on Dateline that did the thing where they had a sexual predator. And so they ran an ad. The person would contact the thing. They were invited to a house, and the girl was underage. She actually never was underage. She was in the house. But anyway, the whole point was is that, you know, they were assuming they were going to have sex with underage people. The guy would walk out and say, you're busted. The police would jump out of the bushes when the guy's trying to leave and tackle him. Anyway, so I had that. So here they did one today where they took a girl on the staff of NBC, and she didn't look 15 to me. She looked older than 15. That's not even her there. She said she was 15 to the people that she went to. So she said she was 15. Then they took another staff member, and the other staff member was old enough, and I'm sorry, the other staff member, this was a little bit of a, I don't want to call it entrapment, but let me just explain it. So they were going to tanning booths in New Jersey where it's against the, it's illegal to have anyone under 18 go into a tanning booth, and if, like, let me see if I have this right, if they're 16, they can go in if they have their parents' permission, and they're accompanied by their parent. It's illegal till you're 18. And if you're 14, you're not allowed in at all. If you're 14 under. So this girl said she was 15. The staffer they sent with her, the woman they sent with her, I honestly thought to myself, well, that's good. If somebody said, here's Sally Smith, I would look at this other one and say, oh, you must be Sally Smith's mom. Or I got slapped. But she sure looked old enough to be her mom to me. Anyway, so they went to these two things. They went to six different tanning places, and they have a hidden camera thing. I don't know where they hide that thing. They've got a hidden camera. And so three of the six places allowed them to just go tan, which was illegal. Three of them did not. They said, we have to see ID. Are you her mother? And she said, no. They said, well, you know, so the girl would say, well, can she sign anyway? And now one guy said, this is one of the people who wasn't, said, well, okay. And then so when they went and approached this man, he said, I assumed that she was her guardian. And so the guy said, well, she never said she was the guardian. Anyway, so I had to do this whole thing about New Jersey and the rules of the tank because of this crazy mom that they had a headline. They had a headline on the newspaper. They called that crazy tanning mom. They called it Toast of the Town. Anyway, that's what they're doing the story. Stay out of the booths. Stay out of the booths, for God's sake. Oh, my God. Ask any dermatologist in the world, should you be in there for 1 minute of your entire life? And they'll tell you no. Not a minute. Not half a minute. Don't do her. Don't do her. Now, the same thing with just going out in the sun. You can suffer long, and of course, terribly. I interviewed a young lady many years ago. His husband was a fireman. And I believe they were in their 20s at the time, and a husband got involved in the thing in the war bed and passed away. And so, you know, they were both shocked when he was diagnosed with it. She, of course, was more shocked when he passed away from it. It was a very moving and compelling thing to say, you know what? So she said, I have a body, I'm all up in the sunscreen on. I wear a hat. How many people do you know right now as you're getting older? How many people do you know that have got to see a doctor or something cut out on their face, or usually their face and their arm or something like that, their hand? And if they're lucky, it's the kind of cancer that's not bad. It's the kind of, it's a melanoma, a carcinoma, not a melanoma, a carcinoma that, you know, is not spreadable. But, you know, you can get the melanoma that it is. So, it's like, well.
Sam, what's in your mouth?
Not good.
Come again?
I said wax lips.
First, no one likes wax lips, ever. Second, why are you wearing wax lips?
I'm ashamed of my teeth. I'm missing a couple because they were pulled, and a few of the others, well,
it's not pretty. I never noticed anything before. Let me look.
Oh, it's like a Hammer horror film in there.
I know. So it's Wax Lips for me. Look, there's a better solution that doesn't involve you looking like a creepy clown. Call Swiss Dental Center for a free consultation. Swiss Dental Center specializes in implants and dentures. Dr. Phillips directs a training center for implant dentistry. So, you know you're dealing with experts.
Swiss Dental Center, is that good?
Swiss Dental Center is that great. All right, call now for your free consultation. 541-1004.
Done. I'm calling Swiss Dental Center.
Great. And after that, they talk about that mullet.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, or give us a call at 544-7928. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop. Anyone can join.
Thank you.
can't stop loving you. Very indeed. Right now, it also be at 1:30. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for joining me today. It's a meeting. It's not real warm either. It's about 71 in San Luis, over 100 in North Carolina, on the corner of the beach, which is kind of how it looks here. And so it's everything is normal. It's burning as it should. Slow start for Howard Stern on NBC, according to the Nielsen ratings. Howard Stern, America's Got Talent, drew fewer listeners by about 5 million, quite frankly, this year than last year when we opened up. He said we're up against stiff competition. I can't imagine it was because of Howard Stern. I think there's too much play into the idea that Howard Stern's doing it, and that some people are going to want to watch that. Or I am watching it because Howard Stern, from I watched it a couple of times, and he's like, he's being the kind of judge that he hoped he'd be. I think what I really wonder about is, we have so many of these competition shows on television. Some of them have to start to wane. This may turn out to be wrong by the end of the season, but who knows, maybe they'll take off again. But there's so much of it on television. And I have to admit, I don't watch much of it. I watch America's Got Talent sometimes. And my wife likes to watch Dancing with the Stars, so I can have all that. That's about it. I don't watch any cop shoes, not at all. All I gotta do is walk out my front door and there's life right out there. And I don't know people had more bad news in my life. Anyway, that's just going on. By the way, GMA, Good Morning America, is going to have an hour show in the afternoon, so it's going to be good, called Good Afternoon America, and it's going to be at 2 o'clock. And I forget when it starts, but it starts in Los Scotch. And they had another show they put out there a while back that failed. So they're going to try to take some of the people that are on Good Morning America, and there'll be other guests and all that kind of stuff, and see what they do with that. But once again, now we're back to this thing about it's basically an entertainment, a variety show. It's a variety show is what it is. And, of course, everybody else in the afternoon is doing a variety show. I don't care who it is, the Ellen DeGeneres, I don't care who it is. They're all doing variety shows. So it's a tough world out there sometimes.
I would think. All right. This was interesting. A new business came to town, and that's kind of cool. A rental car cleaning facility was approved by the airport, and kind of was impressive. Let's see what they want. The system can hope the project gets built in 12 to 18 months. The idea will be within 2.5 acres of the airport, and the board approved along with the 5-0 vote. It's $1,659,000 to be paid to the county. And all the rental cars that are out there, they got to run to the car wash down the street, so they thought, okay, we're going to do this out here. Maybe. So we hope they succeed. I always hope the people who want to do a business succeed. Just succeed. The cables have been put up at Half Dome for people that want to see if they can make it up there. Like the people last year who fell in there. Same cables, same country, same area. So my suggestion is if you do want to do the cables up Half Dome, do them when you get to the place where you're just out looking, overlook, and it's got fences and all that. Stay on the inside you're supposed to. Watch the rushing water. Listen to the sun and the fall and the nature, birds and the bears and other things are coming to eat you. And don't climb on the fence. Franciscan Files tell the story of pervasive abuse at Santa Barbara School's record show that helped the molested become molesters. I don't want to get into all that today, sure, that's okay. But that's what's going on. And it's interesting. The doctor said to me once, I'm going to kind of reveal something here a little bit, but I won't go into detail. But because I was abused as a child, and not sexually, but physically. And so my son, I think I whacked him on the fanny one time, and not really hard once in the whole time that we grew up. And so a doctor said to me one time, he said, how do you discipline your son? I said, I really don't have to. He's a good kid. He doesn't really need much discipline. He's like a good dirty look, That takes care of it. I said, he's just a son of a home. And he said, because he knew me. And he said, it's very uncommon for some of those abused to not abuse. And I said, I've heard that, but it doesn't make sense to me. My feeling has always been, if you were abused, how could you possibly do it to somebody else?
apparently that's not the pattern people follow, but it was the way I thought, and I'm sure other people think the same thing. You know, if somebody did something terrible to you, why would you turn around and do something terrible to them? You know, to your own. It's just nice to me, man. Right, what's that? I don't think there's an auction going on. They're kind of going to be selling a vial of Reagan's congealed blood. And Nancy Reagan, of course, is just having a fit. As or anything, anybody else has anything to do with the Reagan people, you know. And so they're just having a fit over the thing. His foundation. It was tested Reagan's blood, but he was hospitalized after an 18 assassination attempt. So supposedly it's a vial of blood that was, they took a vial of blood out of him, so it was tested and he was shot. And so I guess somebody could have put it in their pockets instead of putting it in the trash, the medical trash they have, I guess. But then the question becomes, I suppose, why would you want it? Why would you want it? A picture of Ronald Reagan would be nice if you like Ronald Reagan, you know? I've seen calendars that have pictures of Ronald Reagan, you know, and Camp David, and Nancy. All over the place, Gorby. They got nice pictures of Ronald Reagan. Plus, he was just on TV on Turner Classic Movies the other day. And he was, winning one for the Gipper. So, Reagan was blood. And so the younger people, I don't think, have the money to afford whatever this auction is for. But the younger people have entered the world of the macabre, as you all know, with these Twilight movies and all these vampire movies. So, yes, I'm sure there's somebody who's an old who would love to have the vial of blood. All right. The perspective of the magazine and the Tribune from Kansas City Star is agricultural version of Fannie Mae. Basically, the saying is that there's a lot of people that are making, speaking of $250,000, a lot of farms are making $250,000 up and all that, and their expenses aren't that, they're making money. They're making money with that $250,000. And so what they're saying is that somewhere along the line, Congress should start changing the subsidies that farmers are being paid, because a lot of people are getting a lot of money that, don't need the money. It's just not right. Now, the interesting thing, though, that they're saying in this piece is that the public generally supports farming subsidies. Now, let me say something. I have always been, because look at my gut. I've been on the side of the farmer. I love those guys. But, again, it gets to a point where you say, I want them to not be so restricted that, you get all these regulations that want to put in and all this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, trying to take it too hard on the farmer because I really need him. I mean, we really need them. But at the same time, it gets to this point about, with the subsidies, about what's reasonable. I want you to farm. I want you to make a good living farming. I want you to make a living farming. But if all of a sudden you're making a living and then, you're making $5,000 a month and then the government says, we're going to give you another three, I don't understand that. Why am I paying for that? So I would kind of get that. And that's what we're talking about, is that, there should be a change. They just recently changed the subsidy system, but they didn't. It's one of those smoke and mirrors things that Congress does every now and then. It's all different. And actually, nothing's different to speak of. So that was that right there. California School of Finance Guy Dan Walters is too complex. Boy, you ain't kidding. Yeah, we've learned that, haven't we? Yeah, we've learned that for sure. Okay. Now, here's this. I'm going to mention another thing. Memorial Day tribute services are coming up this weekend around Lee County. And attending public adults and children alike, we should know how to honor our flag and those who have served in their country. Military veterans have this drill in the boot camp, but those of us without military training may need a brush up. When one of our citizens knowledgeable of the correct military and civilian protocol step forward and inform us of what we're supposed to do. That's to say thank you to all who have served their country and of course a suit for the poem with that. Alright, so I'm gonna help you out a little bit. All right, when the colors pass before you, if you're in a ceremony like an old social spelling or a park or something like that, and the colors are passing by you, you're supposed to salute by putting your right hand on your heart. Gentlemen wearing a hat are supposed to remove their hat and put it on the left shoulder so that their hand is in the proximity of their heart. When the Pledge of Allegiance is being said, the same thing goes. When the National Anthem is being played, the same thing goes. When a benediction is being read, you are supposed to remove your hat if you're a man, and your head is supposed to be bowed, much like in church. But you put your hand in your heart for the benediction. Military people, now this changed, and I don't know, a lot of military guys, vets may not know this. It was either Bush, I think it was Bush did this, President Bush. I think he's the one that said that we want veterans from now on to salute. Instead of putting their hand on their heart, we want them to salute when the colors pass, when they do the Pledge of Allegiance, and when they do the national anthem. So, and that, you have to be in uniform. See, back in the old days, you had to be in uniform to salute. Well, kind of. Different services had different rules about how that worked, but basically, you had to be in uniform to salute. And so, if you were in civilian clothes, you didn't salute. But that's for the military now. It doesn't matter if you're in civilian clothes or not. If you're a veteran, you can salute as these things take place. So, that's what I know about it. And I don't, that's everything. I covered everything on them. That's the proper protocol. What you're supposed to do. I have to tell you, I got a kick out of this letter right here. I'm sorry, I got a kick out of it. They have the whole thing, letters to the editor on June 5th election. So all of these letters to the editor. I'm not getting it. But this one, I'm gonna do this one kind of like a. They've sort of done it, but we can really do it better, okay? All right, give me a C, Community First slogan. Give me an H, Honest, Hardworking Individual. Give me an R, Resolution of our Aging Waste Water Treatment Plant. Give me an I, Improving Moral Bay's Infrastructure, Streets, Harbors, and Utilities. Give me an S, Supporting Business in All the Business Districts. Give me a T, Team Builder, Team Player. Give me an I, Intensely Interested in Long-Term Planning for Moral Bay. And N, Neighborhood Character Preservation. Finally, give me an E, Extraordinary Volunteer. Put them all together, and what do you got? Christine. And so her name is Christine. This is Johnson here. Christine Johnson. So this person wrote this letter to her, Christine Johnson, but I gave it a go. I thought that was pretty impressive. I wish I had more people in it. We could have all done together. You know, I don't have any idea who Christine Johnson is. I don't know more than who cares. I think we'll have a nice ring to it. That's something that's a lot of thought went into that, I gotta tell you. But Morro Bay, well, people in Morro Bay, can I say this? Pismo Beach is the same way, too. But there are certain communities that, I mean, boy, they take their politics very, very seriously to the point that it's almost frightening. And Pismo has been that way in the past, and Morro Bay has certainly been that way ever since I've been here. And I lived there when I first moved here, that's where I lived, in Morro Bay. People were over the streets with torches and signs and stuff. Anyway, that's all good. Google has completed its $4.5 billion purchase of device maker Motorola Mobility, so Google keeps adding on. I read it today, I read it like three times, and go, say what? I don't get it. I can honestly say I do not understand this at all, but I'm sure that some of you knows about Wall Street and all this kind of crap. We know it right away. But here it was. Moody's Investors Services raised Ford's debit ratings to investment grade, choose investment grade, for the first time in 7 years. The upgrade means that all of Ford's U.S. assets, including factories, the blue oval, and the trademarks for the F-150 pickup and Mustang sports car, are back in the company's hands and will longer be used to secure the company's debt. Ford never stopped using the logo or factories, but posted them as collateral in order to get a $23.5 billion loan and avoid bankruptcy. So you mean to tell me if they had gone bankrupt, if they had defaulted on the loan, so now the Ford logo oval would no longer be what? Who else wants it? I don't think Chrysler wants it. I don't think General Motors wants it. They don't want it. They don't want the little Mustang. They don't want it. What are you going to do with that? It's a strange thing that you can put up as collateral, I thought. Until I read that, I just have never heard such a thing. So I just thought, sure, that's what I thought it would be. They're predicting a recession for Europe. Are you kidding? But, you know, we can look at the Europeans and go, well, you guys are all screwed up, and Greece, you're especially screwed up, and you just don't have any austerity programs going on and all that. How do we do? How can we have an economy that's based on if you can, if more is better? You know, if you can actually produce more, and then you'll be okay in the long run. Their economies are different, and that doesn't work the same way. So, but I don't find us less greedy than the people in Europe. I just don't mention that. That thing here is what's going on, and this is really, really weird. And they're not weird, but I mean, you know, kind of obvious. The Olympic brand, the business better not mess with Olympic brands. So, this is, they showed this thing that was called the Olympic Cafe in England, and now they've had to change the name to, what is it called? Cafe Olympic. I'm sorry, I couldn't read it that well. Cafe Olympic, L-Y-M-I. God, Bill. L-Y-M-P-I-C. Bill was like, you're eating the Cafe Olympic. So what they're basically saying is that this trademark stuff is really important to the Olympics, and they're not going to mess around. If somebody starts to use one of these things a week, they're going to jump all over you. They're going to jump all over you. Luckily, there's like a car named Olympic. I was surprised. But, you know, there isn't one. All right. The naming of the car, weirdest award, will have to go to, I think, to Volkswagen. With the sets and funny other names that don't make any sense. That's kind of. Right now, this is really wild and crazy stuff. And if they have it, you can bet Charter's going to have it before long. That's just the way the competition is. It's the way it is. Dish Network has a new deal where it's automatically going to record on the DVR. It's automatically going to record all the shows that run all day long for a week. All the shows that run for a whole week on the network television, they're going to just automatically record. So then if you want to watch it, you can push a button and it'll zap past the commercial. Yes. And I mean, it's not even fast-forwarding past the commercial where maybe you realize it or not. Your subconscious does pick up some message when even if you fast-forward it. But it just completely ignores it and goes to the next part of the show. And so there's people all upset, of course, about that, as you can imagine, because, see, that's how everybody makes money is with commercials. But here's what I got to thinking about. Maybe the model is old and backwards. You know, the advertising model is you go out and sell advertising, put it within your programming. The cable model, a satellite model, but the cable model is you get subscribers to pay for what they want to watch. And so, if you stop and think about it, maybe that's the new model that people should be paying attention to, that the network should stop and say, well, yeah, no, we've done this ever since we first went on the air back in 1849, and we're not changing anything. Well, maybe you should. Maybe the model should be, you're going to pay to have people subscribe to your station. Because, you know, if Dish Network has done this, everybody else is going to figure out how to do it. There's not a single button thing right now on Charter's DVR. But like I say, if this technology is out there for Dish and everybody else, the other Dish Network people have it, and so on, everybody else. So, that's kind of scary. You know, maybe they are living here by selling commercials. I don't know if we get people to sign up or not. Now, Sirius Radio, you know, the satellite people, they live by prescription. They live by subscription. They're still making out. They started paying people like Howard Stern the kind of money they were paying them. I thought to myself, I don't know. I just don't know if they're going to be able to do this. I don't think it can last. I'm really surprised they've lasted. I'm still kind of surprised they've lasted. But, it's out there. The other thing that was out there for a short time, a very short time, and nobody gave a flying about it, was internet radio. And I will confess I was approached by people to do internet radio. And my reaction to it was, well, you would have to have a humongous amount of local advertising in order for people to even know that you're out there on the internet to succeed. You know, but if you don't have that, like a lot lot of many of the small businesses, they fail because they're not undercapitalized. Well, that would be the same thing. You know, if you're undercapitalized going to a program like that, who the heck would know you're there?
Nobody.
Okay. All right, other things are going on. And we'll see if they're doing the same thing here. We just workplace and watch our AG. They have their own cars and all the and whatnot. They don't want to switch them. And then here's the thing, California, hoping that Facebook doesn't fall under. I hear they had one of these heart straight bully jerky things about the parishioners who gathered across the St. Mary's Catholic Church on Tuesday in Joplin, Missouri. The cross was the only thing that was left of the entire church, and all the people were killed in Joplin, which was nervous. And so they all got together and said, well, we're going to start again and hope things go. Destroy the only public high school. Just did terrible damage in Joplin, Missouri. So it's a year ago, and everybody's remembering. Does it seem like a year ago these tornadoes hit? Gosh, these years just go, okay. No, really, it's amazing to me. It's a year. Iran offers to permit inspections. This concession raises hopes that it talks over the nation's nuclear program, and worries officials want actions, not just promises. So they're saying, we'll probably let you in. The thing about Iran that I find so fascinating is that Iran has been able to play the cat and mouse game for so long with the world, you know, the free world, that by the time we recognize the jeopardy we're in, it's going to be already too late to do anything about it. And I think that's what Israel's really concerned about. I mean, Israel's like, you know what, we're the first ones to go. And as amazing as it is, you know, while the United States would certainly be target number two, target number one would be Israel. We're not as big as the United States, so Israel could just be gone away. So there it is. All right. Anything else going on even yesterday? Oh, this is also, by the way, this is Bike Month. So you're supposed to know there's all these leaders, you know, we've got leaders that sign this thing that say, check their handwriting and see if you think they're normal in the head. Anyway, they all signed on and said, we believe in bike riding. Let me tell you what they believe. This is their pledge. They pledge support. And in a community competition about riding your bike to work, school, or one of over 60 bike month events throughout San Luis Obispo County. Fuel up at bike breakfast, pitch up a bike mountain t-shirt, pick up a bike mountain t-shirt, and get entered to win daily prizes, too. For more information and a full calendar of events, visit rideshare.org/bikemonth2012. So the big bike month. Years ago, I've sold the story, but years ago for bike month, I was pit against Dave Romero was there then. I was pit against Dave Romero, and so I was given a bike with one of those little trailer things on the back, you know. And I had a bicycle and a trailer, and then he had a car, and so we had to pick up like 10 different items throughout San Luis Obispo City at noon hour, and then try to get to the finish line first. Well, it was kind of a no-brainer, you know what I mean? There was no way he was going to be able to cover it. He didn't know then. Are you kidding? I was quick back then. I didn't have to be that quick. The only thing that was weird was I have to tell you. So they'd go to this place, they'd say, you have ice cream, you know, which you're not going to eat. You're just going to put it in the bottom of the trailer. I guess they wash it up. And you go here, and you got a book, you go to the library, you know. And you go here, you just. At one point, you had to go to a nursery. And you had to get like a 10-gallon tree. Why they couldn't have just been a 1-gallon plant, I have no idea. But they thought a 10-gallon tree would be good. You know, it's like one of those little trailers you pull behind a bike that have a 10-gallon tree in there? Holy dump truck. It was like insane. I need it. That doesn't work. I finally made it. A couple last things here to mention. There was a terrible train crash in India that killed 25 people. You know, you hear about these things that constantly happen in India and these other countries over there. Ferry boats and train crashes, and it's like, geez. But here it would be the biggest news in the whole wide world because it's just so many people involved in these deaths. Anyway, that's what's going on. They said the Egyptians are just going ape over this voting thing. They're just running into a program, which is cool.
And then Ryan Crocker, the diplomat who became the civilian face of America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan over two administrations, is stepping down as ambassador to Afghanistan and retiring from the U.S. Foreign Service. Yep. Enough is enough is enough, and I thank you.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be for me and the fire.
We're going to get tomorrow, Thursday, so hump days, that's good news. We're going to get again tomorrow. There's going to be a nifty, a really cool blues concert out of the Botanical Gardens coming up first part of June. So I think Pandora's, I think I told her tomorrow. So she's going to be here, and we're going to talk about that. We'll play some of the music, too, because this guy's big time. And so we'll talk about that, and then we'll just talk about Magnus himself. Until then, may Edgar Charles be happy with us and everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy Trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy Trails. Smile until then. Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
Bye.